Hannah and Freya, you dirty girls.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, welcome to Project XXX. This is a season two. We're back again.
We're back, baby.
Not by
we're
popular
back.
Demand at all.
By infamous demand, we are
but
back.
Here we are. How's everyone been?
How's everyone's holiday time been?
I'm waiting for replies.
Been well? Yeah, we'll just wait. Oh, well, oh, all right. Well,
really
mine
rude.
Was fine. Yeah, thanks for asking. I'm Freya, in case.
I'm Hannah.
We might have some new lovely listeners.
That would be nice.
That would be cute. Say hi.
I like
if
listeners.
You are listening new.
Say hi right now. We're listening? Fucking dickheads.
People are so rude. So rude. So, Hannah Davies.
Oh, we're full moon.
Oh, yeah. Just hope you wanted that out on the air. What is this show about?
So Project XXX is a project we came up together.
We did.
And it's a little show that we do. We talk about sex. We talk about sex education. We talk about our experiences anecdotally.
We talk about our naughty thoughts.
Yeah.
Other people's naughty thoughts.
And we just try to bring everyone together under sex.
Aww.
Under each other. On top of each other.
Come together right now over me.
Did you write that? So
I did. I just wrote that myself.
So smart.
And what are we going to talk about on today's episode?
Well, we've covered this a little bit in other episodes, but not like fully as an entire topic. And I think it's quite an important one. But we're going to talk about virginity and first times.
Yeah.
And kind of like the myths about that, because I don't think either of us particularly believe that virginity is even like a real thing, but I think because it kind of is thought of as a real thing, like in our culture, it's something that needs to be talked about.
For like a hot 3 or 4 years of my teenage years, virginity was the biggest thing on my mind. It's all I thought about.
Oh, me too.
I was constantly like holding the burden of virginity.
Yeah, it's a really weird thing because it is kind of seen as this really weird burden or something you kind of want to get rid of.
Mm.
And also I hate the phrase losing your virginity, because what the fuck are you losing?
You're gaining.
Gaining an experience, guys.
Gaining sexual confidence.
So true. I mean, because your first time is going to be a bit shit, so maybe you would feel like you're losing something. Kind of feel like I've lost something.
Yeah.
Respect?
No, because it's not that for everyone. Sometimes people have amazing first times.
This is true.
But then again, first time what?
So true.
Oh my god, we can talk about all of this. But can we play a song first?
Yeah, because come on. What do you want to play?
Can we play Feels Like the First Time?
Yeah, we can.
I've been desperate to play this since like show one. And now we're talking about first time.
So we totally can.
Yeah. This is Feels Like the First Time by Foreigner.
It feels like the very first time. It
Project XXX on LSR.
Wow, it feels like the first time.
I love that song.
Me too. That's, I wish I'd lost, I'd had penetrative sex the first time to that song.
Yeah, me too.
Because it just, it'd be jokes.
Did you lose your penetrative virginity to any music? Or any sort of like memorable background noise?
Should we swing right into our first time stories.
You go first.
So my first time having penetrative sex, penis and vagina sex, I was 15. It was with my boyfriend.
Stop.
But actually, he wasn't my boyfriend right then. We were only dating each other.
Okay, so you were talking to him, mm-hmm. him, but you weren't like...
We weren't boyfriend, girlfriend.
No, you were like exclusive though?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But we just went boyfriend, girlfriend, yeah. We weren't ready to say it. Mm-hmm. And then after we did the deed, he was like, well, I guess you'll have to be my girlfriend now. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so romantic.
I guess, we land, like, in the legally binding.
I suppose, we have to be girlfriend and boyfriend now. And I was like, oh my God, thanks.
It's old time. It's not like you've impregnated.
He's impregnated me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was cute at the time. It was on his bed, which was a mattress on the floor. Because teenage boys. And we were watching a very Harry Potter musical. And ooh. I thought it was boring. So I started making out with him. And then we had sex. And it was fine. It wasn't life-changing particularly. But I give him no shade. I'm not going to diss him on the radio and be like, it was shit. Because we were teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just awkward for the both of us. Although he didn't know that I was still technically a virgin.
Mm.
Technically, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But I lied because I was ashamed.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because
I knew he'd done it.
Mm. So you didn't
so I was like, I don't want to be his young virgin girlfriend because that's cringe.
Yeah.
So I pretended.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy town.
I know. You?
So I lost my virginity to basically a stranger when I was 16. It wasn't awful or traumatic, but it just wasn't particularly good in any way. Like, he didn't particularly care about how I felt in the situation. And sorry, someone just came out to the window and made a lewd gesture at us.
A lewd gesture.
Yeah, because I didn't really know him. I didn't really feel comfortable with him. But I kind of was just, like you're talking, like it just felt like a burden. I was like, oh my God, I'm 16, almost 17, and I'm still a virgin.
Oh,
like, so old. I felt so old. Because there were so many people at school who had sex at 13.
Yeah, I felt old at 15. Yeah. I was like, let's get this out of the way.
Which is crazy to me now. I was so young.
Yeah.
Because I was still a virgin at sixth form. I was like, oh God,
the shame.
The shame. And I was like, I have to just do it as quickly as possible so I can say that crazy. I'm no longer a virgin.
But do you wish you had waited for the one?
Nah.
Nah.
It really wasn't
me either.
As deep as I thought it was going to be. It had built this whole thing up in my head where it was going to be this life-changing experience. Sex was going to be... It was going to feel amazing. I was going to come so much and
orgasms are plenty, fireworks.
Yeah, because the guy I lost my virginity to, we'd talked about it before we did it.
Mm.
He was a pretty relative stranger, but I did kind of know him.
I thought you meant he was a pretty relative. I was like, huh?
Han,
my friend.
No, we talked and he'd bigged it up a lot and he was saying how... he was going to, go down on me loads and,
ew.
I was going to come and I was like, oh, yeah, bitch, it's going to be fucking sick. I'm going to have the best first time. Fuck anyone who has shit first times. I got there.
I got there.
We, made out. I think he was oh, should we do it then?
Hot, sexy, romantic.
Almost no lead-in. We, made out for a bit on the bed. I was very nervous, so I didn't get even a tiny bit wet. And then we took our clothes off. He kind of touched my vaginal area for a bit. And he rubbed my thigh for a second. And then he sort of like half-assed went down on me for literally 2 seconds. Like he would like sort of did one lick and was like, I'll do right. And he came up and he was like, should we do the other bit now? And I was like, yeah, okay. And then I was on top and I was like, it's gonna be fine. Because I was so dry, it was so painful.
Oh, honey.
Because like no prep had gone into it. I was on top, dry as a fucking bone.
A bone.
I was dry on his bone. And it was just a bit shit and it just went on for ages to the point where my sex etiquette wasn't very good because I didn't really know anything about... I knew about sex, but like I didn't really know about sex. And I went, I almost finished. Whilst this poor man...
Carry this shit along, come on, let's do it.
I was just kind of like... I'm not enjoying this. Is he actually enjoying this? It's boring.
I think that's kind of ballsy, though. I've definitely lain there...
Sure.
Lain there for, you know, ages. Just kind of like, I guess you stop when it feels good to you.
Yeah.
I'll just be here.
Yeah. So I just kind of went, I almost finished.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of looked at me like... in sheer disgust, I can't realise what I'd done. I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that, should I? I'm sure that's going to make it even
I'm surprised
slower.
You were on top for your first time, though.
I don't know. He knew it was my first time as well, which is crazy to be not kind of more...
I exclusively had missionary sex for, like, years.
First time, baby, on top. And then we had a bit of
independent woman
style,
that's feminism,
and then
baby.
I kind of sucked his dick for a bit and it was over and I was like, fine.
But that was your first times.
Yeah, I had never done basically anything. I'd like done some like hot and heavy making outs and stuff, but like that was pretty much my first time for everything.
Yeah.
Sexually, it was kind of like cursed.
It was cursed.
Everything was so shit. I was like, oh god, is sex gonna be like this forever? And then he fed me like these tiny little like tiny hamburgers when we watched the Simpsons movie, and then I was like, I'm gonna go home now. And
you know what, romance isn't dead.
He didn't walk me to the station, he just gave me an Oyster card and said, see you around.
Oh my god, Hannah, my little love.
I never spoke to him or saw him ever again.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... I don't know.
It's not that bad, but it just... It wasn't all the magic I'd hoped it'd been.
Mm-mm.
So, although that was, like, technically my first time, I don't really like to count it as my first time. I think I prefer... Because we were talking about, like, what can you actually count as your first time? Because virginity's a made-up concept. Why not just fucking count anything as your first time? Like, because when I met and started sleeping with my first ever boyfriend, I think that's when I realised sex could actually be... like good and fun, and it could actually be something that I would be like an active participant in and actually enjoy.
Aww.
And we had sex the first time in a tent.
Aww.
And he just went down on me alone and I was like, you couldn't orgasm during sex? Yeah, it was great. And we're still friends, which is nice. So like, it's just like a lot more meaningful. The other two people that I'd sat with before were just kind of like quick meaningless fucks, and it was just a bit
meh. Yeah.
So like I don't really ever think about them particularly, like sometimes they pop them in tire, but I quite often think about that first time because it was romantic and it was sweet, and like I don't have any feelings for the person anymore, but
yeah,
it was still very nice. And
yeah,
like I was like, oh shit,
sex is fun. Yeah, no, generally like I just made a joke saying that I had missionary for like the first couple of years and you just lie there and wait till they're finished. But genuinely, because that's all I really knew sex was for a long time. Because I was just like, well, you know, you stick it to me until you're done and then we're done.
Yeah,
cool.
Literally.
Like, so it's kind of crazy. But yeah, I don't consider the first time I had penis and vagina sex the first time I had sex either. Because I had sex with a girl when I was quite young and didn't really count it as like sex, even though we did everything that constitutes sex, usually. But because I was like deeply in the closet, and I was just like, no, I have never touched anyone, nothing has ever happened, don't even look at me. Definitely didn't already have sex with a girl.
I mean,
years ago.
I guess I also did almost the exact same thing, because I think I was about, I remember doing some stuff with that, like that, with some female friends of mine who I will not name, when I was like 11.
Yeah, horny and by teens.
Literally, we literally had sex. Like,
yeah, it's crazy.
Like in a sort of very like young childlike way, mm. but like
if we. But you just don't. Yeah, you don't think of it because you don't think, oh, like girls can have sex.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a lot of like little bits and bobs that you probably do like throughout your like childhood and early teens and stuff like that. Like technically is probably considered sex, but you're kind of like, no.
Yeah.
It has to be this very
certain
thing.
We're just messing around, like it's just a game. Like
yeah.
Yeah, like doctors and nurses.
Yeah, exactly, stuff like that.
Crazy. That's why virginity is a massive myth, because you wouldn't say, oh, you lost your virginity at like 9 because you played doctors and nurses with your friends.
Yeah.
Virginity's not, it's made up.
Yeah, and like, you have sex with yourself all the time. I've been wanking from as soon as I could work out how to do it properly.
Yeah, is losing your virginity the first time you have an orgasm?
But then there are also people who can't orgasm particularly. Or
also, sex is good without orgasms.
Yeah, for sure. These all these myths about what losing virginity really is.
Yeah.
And like, what about other first times, guys?
What was your first kiss?
I had a family friend, who I also will not name. although, I don't know how this would ever get back to him. But we used to, like, go off a lot when my mum and her... Because our mums are really good friends. When we would just, like, go off and, like, get unchanged. And I would tell my mum... In like late years, I was like, I have no idea what happened up there. I remember the stuff that happened up there. We were like 5, 6, 7 maybe, like very young, and like we're just kind of like very innocent. Like we'd kiss each other and stuff, and we'd get our clothes off and be like, look, I have this bit and you have that bit. But like probably that was my first kiss, but my first like romantic kiss was my first boyfriend in year 8, and we only ever kissed as a dare.
Still counts. That's still a kiss.
What's your first kiss, Freya?
I kissed my boyfriend that I had in primary school, and we went to Pleasurewood Hills, which is like a theme park in Norfolk, where I live, and we kissed on the Woodycopter. Which was a little Ferris wheel.
That's so cute.
And they were all dressed like the mascot. They're all shaped in the mascot shapes. Mm-hmm. And we went in together and we kissed.
That's
so romantic.
Oh my God.
I know.
Yeah.
And it was... Then we used to kiss a lot. Mm-hmm. Because we were like, oh my God, barrier's broken. We used to like hide down the bottom of the playground and kiss behind the trees.
Oh my God.
That was really cute. Oh, I love kissing.
Me too. It's so cute.
Why doesn't... Yeah. I could happily just kiss forever.
I don't know if I could, but I do like a good kiss. I can't do anything without a kiss.
No.
I couldn't, because there are lots of people who don't enjoy kissing particularly during sex, but I just don't know if I could.
I do. I like kissing in sex.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I know.
Are you trying to make a secondary point there?
No, I was trying to think. I was like, do I? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Locking lips.
Locking lips.
Locking hips.
Ooh. Locking thighs.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Javert song.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to hear now?
What do we have? What do we have?
Should we hear that Prince song?
Yeah. Go on. You introduce. So
this is a song called Prince. Song by Prince called Head. The lyrics are crazy town, but it's all about this woman who encounters Prince, I guess, and then she is on her way to get married. She's a virgin, and she's on her way to get married. She's saving herself or her future husband, but then she goes down on Prince and then ends up marrying him instead, and then all day, all night...
They give each other head.
They give each other head.
Honestly, dream scenario.
Yeah.
With Prince.
Yeah. Prince is hot.
Or anyone, really.
Yeah, already. I love head.
Project XXX on LSR.
I've missed listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
That Prince song is so explicit. I like when she says, "You're such a hunk, so full of spunk. I'll give you head."
I mean, let's take Prince's message and just be upfront and honest about what we want during sex. And that includes your first time.
True.
First times would be a lot better if you weren't all, like, embarrassed about it. And you could just be like, okay, this is what I think I want.
I think especially as women, as we were talking about briefly earlier, I think a lot of the time I didn't really know that I was allowed to ask for things, that I was allowed to want more. I think I thought that I was just kind of, there for the men's pleasure. Like, if you got some pleasure out of sex, wicked, but, like, it was kind of more an experience for them than it was for us. And I think that people also think that, oh, it won't be good for the girl on the first time.
It'll hurt, you'll bleed. Yeah, but it won't be good for you.
But it'd be great for the guy from the beginning, because the pleasure's for them. Which is just crazy town.
It's coconuts. we're not doing that anymore in the year of our Lord 2020.
We need to not demand, that's a big extreme. We need to ask politely for the things that we want.
And respect them if they say no. Because that's fine.
That's fine. You're allowed
to say
no.
But then you just don't have to do it.
Yeah. If they don't want to do the things that you want to do, just say...
Alright then, peace.
Yeah. It's not like someone else isn't going to come around that will want to do those things with you.
Yeah.
Which is what I was terrified of. I was like, shit, I better have sex with the first person that comes around. You're here, let's just have sex.
Yeah, I think that's what
I did too. I didn't particularly fancy them that much. I just kind of wanted to get it over and done with.
Mm. And I think, like... Okay, so what do you wish your first time was like? I know we're just talking about penis and vagina sex, and it's a bit heteronormative, but, like, that's what all the myth and the like,
yeah,
suspicion
for sure.
And rumour is all about. Like, that's the big deal for a lot of people. PV.
What I wish my first...
Yeah, like, your dream
my
scenario.
Penis and vagina sex was like... Honestly,
yes,
the time with my first boyfriend... Our first time together was probably what I wish my first time had been.
Aww.
Like, he was very, very respectful, very sweet. I was the one that instigated everything. I was like, do you want to have... I think my actual words were...
go on, share with the room. No, you don't have to.
Oi, bruv. Oh, no, I can't. I was.
Wait, you started it with the oi, bruv.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I did.
Was it oi, bruv, fancy a shag?
I think it was like oi, bruv, wanna shag, wanna bang or something. I think it was oi, bruv, wanna bang.
You're a poet.
I am. I have always been not a woman of good words. As simply just proven then. I do know what I want and know how to say it. I just always say it bad.
You always just say it in a Cockney accent.
Yeah.
Actually, that's very true to you.
Yeah, I think I was just like, okay, this is a person that I really like and I want to have sex with them. How do I say it in like a fun...
Cool, laid back way.
I was like, oi, bruv, what about...
so sexy and romantic.
Yeah, I'd also like Hannah. Planned it out in my head. I was like, I'm gonna say something sexy, like I want you inside me or something like that. And then I looked at his face. I thought, oi, bruv, wanna bang? He said yes.
That's on him. Oi, governor, fancy a shag?
please, sir. Can I have some more?
More?
Yeah, but poor sweet boy, like, he basically just did stuff to me for, like, 2 hours. And then he didn't even get naked once. He was just chilling, like, doing stuff to me. And I was like, I'm living my best life.
That was kind.
Yeah. So I kind of wish it'd been like that. Maybe not, like, all of it, but just kind of, like, wish I'd done it with some... Because I don't regret my first time, it was fine. But, like, I wish I'd done it with someone that actually kind of gave a fuck. And made me feel a bit more, like, comfortable and at ease.
Well, no one knows your timeline but you. Just pretend that is your first time.
Well, I don't have to pretend, like
you said. You don't have to pretend, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what counts to you.
For sure.
Yay. I think that's cute.
Yeah, anything else I wished? What advice would you give yourself if you could go back and give yourself some advice about your first time?
Use lube.
Yeah, use lube. Or
don't
at least
lie about having already done it.
Yeah.
immediately afterwards, I pulled my pants back on and my tights and was like, should get dressed so I don't look like a whore. I think about that all the time.
You said that.
Why did I say that? I think I was just a bit embarrassed and I was like, oh, I better put my clothes back on so I don't look like a whore. And I think about it all the time and I'm like, why are we like Victorian Cockney?
I was like, oi bruv, oi governor. Fancy an old
I simply
poke
must cover myself
chimney.
Back up.
I don't want any of
I don't want unmarried eyes to look upon my body now that the deed is done. My unsoiled flesh.
Yeah.
Soiled flesh now.
I also remember after... Ew, don't call yourself soiled flesh, you grim. Grim woman. That's so gross.
I no longer call it losing my virginity. I call it the soiling of my flesh.
Ew. I'm going to use that.
It's so much cooler. It sounds ritualistic.
You soil my flesh.
Ooh. I soil my flesh. Ooh. With your dick? Is that hot?
Kind of.
You don't have a dick, you don't know.
I don't.
Write in. If that turned you on, let us know.
I also remember... Oh, this isn't any advice. Oh. This is a more anecdote to add to the story of my first time. I remember eating a banana directly afterwards as well.
He told me this.
And he was like, oh, girls normally, like, break the banana apart so they're, like, sucking dick. Or, like, I don't know, because I don't want people to think it's sexual. And I looked him directly in the eye and I was just like, I just sucked your dick. I was quite ballsy,
you
actually.
You were quite a ballsy, confident... 16-year-old. I admire that. I admire you.
Yeah. I kind of wish I could channel her a bit more. I feel like as soon as I got a boyfriend for the first time and realised I didn't have to be so defensive about
everything.
I was like, I softened up a little bit, I think, in terms of sex. And now I'm just kind of... I've cried during sex now.
Are you a soy boy fucker?
Yeah, I am.
Soy boy shagger?
I am a kind of gaze into their eyes for a bit.
Oh,
sorry.
Hey, caramba. Yeah, you do. That is some news from over Christmas, is that Hannah got a boyfriend.
So, like, now I have to be careful about what I'm saying. I can't fucking talk about who I'm, like, currently shagging and the stupid stuff that they did, because...
He'll know.
Not that I have anything to complain about.
What? Advice? Advice?
Advice? Okay. I would say... lube for sure. I think... I was dry as a fucking bone. But I think when you're younger, you kind of think lube's this really weird...
thing for old people.
Yeah, like, you're like... You kind of feel like you're almost a failure if you can't lube yourself up.
And it's so... No, it's just not true.
Because sometimes I get really wet, but I still... wear lube because I'm like, fuck it, the more the better really. Let's get this into a slip and slide.
Yeah, the wetter the better,
for sure.
And also because I bled my first penetrative time, even though I don't know why, because I had things up there, mm-hmm. previously, hands, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My own, others, so I don't really know why I bled the first time, but Yeah. But if I had lube, that wouldn't have happened. It's probably because I was completely dry.
Yeah. I can't believe that. And I remember the second time I was completely dry as well.
I have only started using lube in having sex within the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Like, before then, I was just like, I'll get wet. It's all good.
I think it was when I first got a sex toy. Because they were like, in the shop, you should get some lube with that because you're not going to want to use...
it dry.
It dry. And I was like... fucking game changer. I don't wank without lube now.
It's fun.
I find it very hard to get wet on my own.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can pretty easily with a partner, but on my own, I just can't turn myself on.
You know what really makes me wet?
What?
Kissing.
Kissing. Yeah, that's the bit. If I didn't have the kissing bit,
I probably wouldn't be that wet.
No.
It's exciting. I love kissing. Maybe I just want a kiss, a simple kiss.
We should start up a dating app just for kissing.
Just for kissing.
Kisses. That's a shit name. We'll work on it.
Lube. Use lube.
Please.
If you are out there and you're listening and you have not had penetrative sex, but first of all, who cares?
To be honest. I don't care.
No one cares.
I don't care about your life.
I don't care about your life or what you're doing. It's not my business. And also, penetrative sex doesn't have to be like the be-all and end-all because not everyone fucks with dicks. No, also important to
note. Not everyone with dicks wants to fuck with them.
Very, very true. However, use lube. Actually, use lube when you're getting fingered as well. It'll feel great.
Yeah. Whether you've got whatever kind of genitalia you've got, whatever kind of genitalia,
if you're sticking the partner, something inside something else, use lube.
Or even if you're just rubbing something.
It's fun. Also, lube's a good thing to just carry around. You might get a ring stuck on your finger in a shop when you've tried it on, and even though the French lady said that your fingers were too fat to try it on, and you ignored her and tried it on anyway.
Is that a true story?
I don't know. Maybe. Then you have lube in your pocket to get it off.
You might have a squirrel that keeps eating your nuts.
And then you can lube up
the pole, and this little squirrel will just slide down. You guys seen that video?
That's funny. Lubricant. We stan.
Anything else? I just think don't pick it up. It's a big thing because
it's so hard not to pick it up as well. Because I feel like we're bigging it up here by even talking about it and being like, oh, the first time. I feel like we're bigging it up. But it's not a big deal.
I think that's one of the biggest things I learned was just like, oh, is that it?
Yeah, me too.
It was just kind of like,
is that what everyone's talking about?
I really thought that I would feel different.
You thought you'd feel like the first time?
Well, it did feel like the first time, but I thought the first time would be different. And I thought that I'd be, like, a different person after I had sex.
Yeah, I thought I'd be a woman.
I just felt the same.
Yeah.
I was still the same awkward teenager that was, like, very sexually built. Like, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sexually built?
Not sexually built. Sexually pent up.
Oh, sexually, built up.
Yes, that's what I was saying. I still don't really know what was going on. I still don't know anything about sex because... I don't know. No one really... I think when people talked about first times, it was always more like it was a scandal. No one really ever talked about, like, what it was actually like. No one was going around being like, yeah, I just lost my virginity. This is what it was like. This is,
yeah, it's always how she lost her virginity. Oh, my God, did you hear that?
They just
did
had
it at the
sex.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
It was never
she
like...
She bled everywhere, all over the sheets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy town. Like, I just didn't know anything...
My
mum gave me some great advice. She was like, you don't have to do it with someone you love. Just do it with someone you care about.
Yeah, which I think is solid advice.
Although I didn't do that or follow her advice, and neither did she. Because she told me that it was... She lied about her virginity story. And then she told me later on... I mean, sorry, mum, if you're listening.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to reveal any of the details.
Okay. Tell me your mum's deep secrets later.
I will.
Off mic.
But yeah, I think that's quite solid advice because, I mean, it doesn't have to be someone you love. It doesn't even have to be someone you're going out with. But I almost wish I'd done it with someone that cared about me a little bit, had some sort of investment. But also, if you don't, that's also fine.
Yeah.
Do it with someone you feel...
like you want to do it with.
Comfortable enough to do it with.
Yeah. If you're like... if you see someone who like, I want to... fuck you, already know, then just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
With their consent.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, that goes without saying.
Yeah, we don't need to specify on this show. Because if you're... Because it's not sex, if there's no consent.
True.
True, true, true.
Bruh. I think we're going off topic. Should we have a song?
Yeah.
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 So I don't have to keep
like a virgin.
Talking.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Everyone knows this song. I know. Oh.
Project XXX on LSR.
Beep, 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 beep. That's such a good song. It truly slaps.
Which one?
Like a Virgin.
Oh, the one that we just played.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Slaps.
I think so.
I wouldn't want to lose my virginity to that song, though. Doesn't have the power of Foreigner.
Well, it's not really about losing virginity, is it? Because it's about...
having sex with someone, it feels like you're losing virginity.
I suppose feels like The First Time by Foreigner is also not about losing virginity. It's about...
what songs are? Oh, yeah. I know which song it is. The song that we have lined up last, and I'm so excited.
What do we even have lined up last? Let me have a look. Oh, yeah.
So, what are some other things we're going to talk about? Because I've forgotten. You have the list in front of me.
I have the list. Right.
In that natural... segue.
Yeah, did that feel...
it felt smooth.
I think also different types of first times as well.
Okay.
We briefly touched on this, but I think it would be good to go through awkward.
Should we try and do it like a hot round?
Yeah, do you want to go?
Like a speed, like a lightning round?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, what, me asking you questions?
Yeah.
Okay. First time you got a hand job.
I got a hand job.
Yeah, you know, hand stuff, go. Quick.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't even know who it was.
First time you gave a hand job?
Probably my first time doing everything.
Okay. Oral sex.
The first time I received oral sex was with my first boyfriend. The first time I gave oral sex was the first time I had sex.
Okay. I don't know, I read out things. The lightning round was not a good idea. I shouldn't have led with that.
Go on. First time you got fingered.
I was in a park. I went and stayed around my friends after school, and then my boyfriend at the time was supposed to finger me that night, and then he got embarrassed and he wouldn't do it, so to show off that I didn't even need him, I got fingered by someone else.
I think getting fingered in a woods is something that everybody goes through, but I have always come to everything quite late, and I didn't get fingered in a woods until I was 18.
Bro. I don't think I've ever been fingered. No, I'm not sure I have.
Yeah, I feel like everyone got fingered in the park at some point. It took me like 18 whole years to just get one person, lure one person to the park in the woods at midnight to finger me.
You know what? It's not the best. I'd rather be fingered somewhere else.
It was
like
kind of hot.
Underwater,
it was like
in the sea.
Summertime, and we were both a bit drunk. And
cute.
Then he was walking me home, and then we like made out in the woods, and then he was like, whoop, into my lady pocket. Oh no.
Your lady pocket.
Yeah, I regret
saying
that.
All right, bitch, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Any more questions for me?
Oh yeah.
Supposed to be a lightning round.
Sorry, I got distracted. So when was the first time you gave a blowjob to somebody?
It was with a different boyfriend. And it was on his bed in his room. Because I was invited over for tea with his mum. I remember he lived in a really, really bougie barn conversion.
Ooh.
And we were watching The Simpsons and it was on the background. He came in my mouth and I spat it out on the floor. And then he refused to kiss me until I, like, had water.
Why do some men do that? Like, come on, we had to have it in our mouths.
Can't yeah.
Also, who doesn't taste their own cum?
You should.
I do.
Me too.
All the time. If it smells a bit off, if something's going on downstairs, I've got a bit of an itch, I'll be... Just a try. Is that too much information?
I mean, I do it too.
It's just a good test of whether you think everything's going on downstairs the right way.
Yeah, and also I'm a disgusting person and I don't care.
Yeah, me too. First time you received oral sex?
First time I really received oral sex was... Actually, all these first times were probably with that girl when I was like 12. All of these things happened. But, like, I didn't count it.
Mm.
So then it was with this guy who I gave head to.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was on my bed because he'd come over to my house and he went down on me. And then I remember hearing loads of screaming because my sister had broken the shower downstairs and they were all screaming. So I had to run downstairs and sort it out. So I literally got head for, like, 2 seconds. And he was
sad.
Like, I remember him looking really smug and was like... You're welcome. I was like, what? There was an emergency. That's not the end. But it was the end.
What stigmas do you think surround virginity? I know we've talked about it a little bit, but do you think there are any big ones that really surround it still?
Oh, that you're a loser if you haven't done it. That if you're over 18 and you haven't done it, something's wrong with you. If you're over 25 and you haven't done it, something's wrong with you. None of this is true.
No.
Because there's no, like, right or wrong time to have penetrative sex. And also, big spoiler, crazy plot twist, you don't have to have penetrative sex at all, ever.
And there's nothing wrong with you.
And that's all groovy.
It's biggest plot twist.
Biggest plot twist.
The biggest plot twist of blood law is that you don't have to have blood. Yeah, and also, there are lots of people who like... They don't want to have sex at all. Obviously asexual people, and that's completely keeping a stigma on them. There's something wrong with them if they're still because they'll still technically be a virgin if they're an asexual person that has never done anything.
Well, if we go by the patriarchal societal ideology of
so true.
Penis and vagina virginity losing business, mm-hmm. then people who are lesbians are forever virgins.
Yeah. Oh, no, well, they're not, but...
No, but if we go by that. Mm-hmm. And also maybe gay men, because they're not putting their penis into a vagina. Are they virgins? Or if it's in a butt, does it count? Does anal count as losing a virginity?
Well, that's a question one, because a lot of people who are sort of celibate, not like abstinent.
Oh, like abstinent, and they have anal sex because it doesn't count.
Yeah, because Jesus doesn't count the back door or something.
Jesus doesn't go out the back?
Yeah.
Go in the back? Jesus is a front door guy only?
I guess so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. He was a free loving kind of fellow. I think he was
freak.
Going in and any
hole.
And Jesus
goal.
Once
That's
said,
awful. No, any hole's a goal.
Honestly, the hole he was talking about, guys, was your heart.
Yeah, it was that hole inside you that you feel without the love of Jesus Christ. We get moved
what are we
to
talking
an hour
about?
Later, and we just lose the plot.
What is this show about?
Okay.
Stigma also for young as people as well. I think people often really judge younger teens for having sex as well. And I think, like, it's a really difficult one because if you felt like you're ready and you're having sex with someone of an appropriate age...
Yeah.
It's a very difficult subject because...
Yeah, well, I know a really good friend of mine lost their virginity at 13, but to another 13-year-old.
Yeah.
Because they were together and they both felt ready to do it.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy, that two 13-year-olds having sex, but, like, she looks back on it and she's like, it was nice, we were ready.
Yeah.
Like, so I guess, I don't know, we shouldn't really be, like...
Advocating
for underage sex, but, like, you do you. To be honest, I had underage sex. I had it with an 18-year-old. So, but I didn't feel
yeah.
used or manipulated. It was my idea.
It was your idea.
It was my idea.
And I think that's pretty much all we've got time for. I'm sorry we just spent an hour rambling. Where did the fucking time go? Right, but this is your first time...
This is how my dream first time would go, by the way.
Okay.
This song.
This song. Oh, this song that we're about to play. Do you want to intro it?
Yes. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say sexy.
Oh, stay sexy and, you know, use a condom. This song is, if I had my dream first time, this is what it would be like. It'd be like, I'm a cheerleader, he's a quarterback, we have sex in the back of his car at, like, makeout point. This is playing on the radio. I come everywhere.
This is Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf.
Bye! Glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Come on, hold on tight.
me forever. Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away? Do you love me? I can wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it.